In 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 19, in the B part of the verse, before you turn there, I have a question. What do you own? Really, what do you own? What is yours? What do you own? And it's easy to say, I actually own nothing. I own nothing. And yes, you own nothing, but do we actually believe, or do we just say it because we know that's what we ought to say? But do we believe it? In 1 Corinthians 6:19, in the B part of the verse, I don't even own my life. If there's anything I should perhaps own, it would be my life. But the Word of God says, I don't even own my life. We have this mentality as believers that we own ourselves, that we own our lives. I have lost my life, and the loss was imputed to me before I was born, so that every man would receive mercy. Now, I don't own my life. My life has been bought. But I try to live frequently as though I own my life. And this is a mistake for the believer. Now, in Proverbs chapter 16, in verse 9, the Word of God says, a man's heart deviseth his way. Why? Because a man thinks he owns his life. You think you own your decisions. You think you own your choices. You think you own your thoughts. You think you own your family. You think you own your house. You don't own anything. You don't own your life. You don't own your family. You don't own your house. If you're married, you don't own your spouse. If you have children, you don't own your children. You own nothing. You don't even own your own plans. A man's heart devises his ways, but the Lord directeth his steps. It's kind of vanity in a way. For me to make my great plans is really vanity. It's vain. Because I don't own my life. God directs my steps. I may make plans. I plan on purpose to get up in the morning to get to work, and that's discipline, and that's fine. But I don't even own that much. You see, why do I even have a job? Because God gave it to me. Why did God give it to me? So that I can be a light in the place where I am, and that's the place where He's put me to be a light. I don't own that either. I own nothing at all. Why do I have children? Because God has entrusted them to me to be steward of His ways towards them, to raise them up to walk with Him. Why? So there can be more soul winners. So there can be more light in the world. Why do I get married? Because somehow in that marriage, it is better that I be with another person in the way that I walk with God than I be alone. In some people's case, they will never get married. And that is also the plan of God, because in their call, in their ways, in their plan from God, it is better for them not to be married, because they walk more effectively with God. I don't own anything. I don't own my life. I don't own my family. I don't own anything. I don't own my possessions. I own absolutely nothing. Which is really kind of funny when people start worrying about what they own. Because in truth, I don't own anything. But God directs my steps. Now, in Jeremiah 10 and verse 23, and this is just a thought before we get started, the Word of God says, thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, Neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches. Excuse me, that's Jeremiah 9. But that's a good one too. Okay, and in 10:23 it says, O Lord, I know that the... You know, these work really well together. O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. Like, we make our plans and we think we direct our steps. But that's a problem. You see, if I'm going to start directing my steps, if I'm going to start with my own reasoning rather than having the mind of Christ in me, I will be double-minded and I will be unstable in all my ways. This is where double-mindedness comes from. The Holy Spirit, once He's in me, He's not leaving. That's it. And He's bigger than I am. So I can have my mind and His mind, or I can just surrender my mind to His mind. And then I have a walk with God. But as long as I try to evaluate in my natural reasoning, as long as I try to do things by my natural thinking, in my natural disposition, in the personality of my flesh, I'm going to be double-minded and unstable in all my ways. This is why people can't get victory over things that have plagued them for years, things in their old way of thinking. Perhaps they have problems of insecurity, or perhaps they have problems with temperament, or perhaps they have a temper. Whatever it is, they can't get victory because they are trying, and frequently they'll get very frustrated and they try to work very hard at it, and that's the problem. They're working very hard at it rather than letting God work in them. Does that mean that I have no choice and there is no... No, it does not. It means that I have the mind of Christ, and with the mind of Christ, I make my choices. And once I start making my choices with the mind of Christ, I start making the right choices. But until that point, I am double-minded and unstable in all my ways. So what do? I, one, need the Word of God. I need the Holy Spirit's anointing on my life. And I will walk in the Holy Spirit's anointing on my life as I walk in humility towards the Word of God. Then that anointing would become manifest that I've already been given just because I'm a believer. But the manifestation of that is not in every believer's life. That is, I walk in humility towards the Word of God and towards the initiation of God, then I walk in the manifestation of an anointing. And when I do that, when I start evaluating with the mind of God through the Word of God and the quickening of the Holy Spirit, I start making good choices. And I am no longer double-minded. I have a single eye. And I walk in the ways of God as God directs my steps. He's going to direct them one way or another. And if I really fight Him, then He'll direct them right home. But He will direct them. It's better that I humble myself before God in my heart than that I try to control my life. Because if I try to control my life rather than let God control it for me, then I'm going to have a very unstable and difficult life. But if I submit my heart to God, to His Word, to His leading, if I pray about my decisions, if I do things decently and in order, then I will have the mind of Christ to think with, and my decisions will be good decisions. This is where discipline comes from having the mind of Christ and the quickening of the Spirit. I don't feel like getting up 4:30 in the morning every morning, but I do it anyway. Why? Because before God, I know that I need to be doing this. And so I do it in faith toward God. And that faith toward God shows up in my decisions. You need to have the mind of Christ and recognize that we don't own our own lives. Does that mean I become passive? No, I certainly do not become passive. That means that my life becomes fruitful. And the things that I do become fruitful. So they do not get burned up. That way, if I do that, I can be doing things that by sight seem menial, but I do them unto the glory of God because I'm fellowshipping with Christ in my details in my life. And as I fellowship with Him in the details, He can lead me in those details and I can glorify Him in those details regardless. So I could be driving down the road completely glorifying God. Why? Because my heart is fellowshipping before Him. It's right before Him. And the turns that I take with the steering wheel are the turns that He would have, though I don't even realize that He's the one directing the steps. The Lord directs the steps. What I need is to have a single eye instead of having a double mind thinking that I actually own anything, including my own thoughts.